I'm Rona Tarrant. French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting trade unions and employers' organisations in a bid to defuse weeks of unrest in Paris and other cities. France has seen 4 weekends of violent protests against fuel tax rises, living costs and other issues. Over 1,200 people were arrested during violent protests over the weekend, with Paris badly hit as 10,000 people took part in demonstrations. Nearly 24 Catholic entities have joined other investors in urging major oil and natural gas producing companies to oppose the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed rollback of standards governing greenhouse gas emissions. In a letter to the energy firms, the 61 shareholders that are part of the Interfaith Centre on Corporate Responsibility wrote that any rollback would pose a risk to the environment and plans for a low-carbon future. The letter specifically focuses on the EPA plan to ease standards that govern production and transmission in the oil and gas industry. The leaders of the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops said they discussed their updated sexual abuse policies with Pope Francis in a meeting at the Vatican last week. In September, the bishops vowed to implement a new set of guidelines dealing with abuse protection, prevention, care and reconciliation. The bishops said that each diocese will be focused on victims and all those affected by abuse, including the families of the abused, of the perpetrator and people in the community. The Catholic Church in Algeria has beatified 19 Christians killed in a civil war in the 1990s, including 7 Trappist monks who were beheaded at their monastery by Islamist militants. The beatification in Oran was the first of its kind in a Muslim nation. Algerian officials, delegates of Pope Francis, and friends of the victims were among the 1,200 people at the ceremony. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.